So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hi, it's Dan, and welcome to the podcast. So in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about the hardest lesson I've ever had to learn as a business owner. So, like, I've had several businesses over the last 20 years. So, like, and not just 20 years. I mean, I'm 47 now. So I first started in business when I was, like, 15. And I was just selling, you know, like, computer discs, 5 1/4 inch computer discs. Do you remember those? In high school. And then when I went to college, there were 3 1/2 inch discs. And we'd install the odd hard drive here and there. And, you know, so I've always been in business, very kind of unofficial ones, I guess. But for the last 20 years, we've always had a business. We've had lettings agencies, Porsche Hire, digital marketing. We've got the property portfolio, and so on. So we've had a lot of experience at getting things wrong, which is really cool. And if you've not got enough stuff wrong, that's probably why you're not as far ahead as you could be. And obviously, you know, you go onto property forums or business forums and everyone poo-poos because you've made a mistake. And because they're perfect and never make mistakes, which is why they're on forums putting down everybody else. There's a saying, which I'm sure you've heard, the person ahead of you never criticizes you. It's only people not doing as much as you who are actually doing the criticizing. I would say that's true. Jump on property tribes and look at some of the abuse that trainers get, for example. You know, it's only poor people who are calling scam, scam, scam. Wealthy people are going, no, I did that training course. Brilliant. Do you see the difference? So, like, obviously, there isn't just one hardest lesson. There are many, 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 many lessons to learn in business. But the hardest one that I've had to learn is the spreadsheet. It's the hardest one I had to learn. But if I had learned that 10 years previous, my lettings agency, which doubled its revenues every year for 4 or 5 years, and then 2008 hit with the recession, and then we sold it a couple of years after that. But if I'd have had the spreadsheet and absolutely 100% taken full advantage of knowing where every penny went, which I didn't, and I didn't know that on my property portfolio either. And it's only because I actually know where every single penny goes and every single penny is accounted for has the success increased its velocity over the last, say, 10 years, which it has. So the biggest lesson that I've had to learn is the spreadsheet. And so the spreadsheet is basically where you have an idea as to how much money you're going to spend each month, this month and next month and the month after, and in fact for the next 12 months. And then you also have a cash flow forecast. So, you know, so for example, if you're taking on 4 new landlords every single month, that's it. And just say the average is £500 a month rent, there's an extra £50 a month coming in times 4 landlords. So that's an extra £200. So after 12 months, you know that if you're hitting targets, you should be generating an extra £2,400 per month every month, effectively. But it's increasing by £200, of course. So then you see, if that's like year one, that's awesome. That's brilliant. And then year two, let's see, can we get that from 4 landlords to 8 landlords? Can we double that? So then year two, month one, you're then generating £4,800. And then it just keeps on going up and up and up. But understanding that allows you to then cash flow forecast and go, well, okay, if we're bringing in that much money, then we can spend this amount on Facebook ads, say £2,000 a month on Facebook ads, whatever that number happens to be. Or we can buy new cars and get them stickered up. Or we let's buy some advertising slots on the radio just to build brand awareness. And then we put out a ton of content to fulfill the awareness that we already have out there. All of that comes from your spreadsheet. And most people haven't got a spreadsheet. And we're not talking about a business plan. Business plans are useless for just for borrowing or for your bank manager who doesn't understand them either, never run a business. It's nothing to do with a business plan. Your spreadsheet is about your cash flow. It's also nothing to do with your accounts, right? Your accountancy and your accounts and all your bills and receipts, that's completely and utterly separate. That is irrelevant at this point. The spreadsheet is for you to understand, okay, so I'm spending £100 a month on petrol, I've got £200 a month on phones, I've got £100 a month on my car loan. My income's £300 a month, so I've got £100 short. Great, okay, now I know what I'm dealing with. I know what the problem is. I've got to go out and find £100. Let's go find a finder's fee at £200. Great, now I'm up. And then once I've got a finder's fee, I'm now £100 up. So maybe I don't want to spend that this month. Maybe I want to put it into next month. So over my outgoings are 400 and my income's only 300. Because I've got an extra 100 this month, I can put it onto next month. So now I know I can exist for another 2 months. Great. Gives me another 2 months to go out and find more clients. Great. Then you might actually get a few more clients and so on. But it allows you to plan properly, knowing what the score is. Imagine playing a game, a basketball game, let's just say, and nobody knows what the score is. And you're just playing. Well, how can you win that game? How do you know if you need to change tactics? Do you go for a full court press? Do you hold on to the ball for as long as you can and you know, try and wind the clock down? But what if you're 20 points down? That's completely wrong. And most people, like literally 95% of people, do not know the score in their own business. What is that about? And the score in your business isn't how much money you've got in your bank account. The score is, like, what if you've got £1 million in your bank account and you're going, yeah, I'm going to go out and buy myself a Lamborghini. But you've actually got 1.5 million in invoices to pay. Like, it just doesn't make sense. And the more money that goes through your business doesn't mean that you're doing better. You might be doing worse than a guy that's got half as much money going through the business. But you don't know any of this until you've got your spreadsheet. And this is what I didn't understand. Going back 10, 15 years ago, when I first hit the spreadsheet, I think it was about 10 years. In fact, I've still got the spreadsheet, which I use on a daily basis. And if I go back here, it's an awful long way. Let me just, you probably hear me clicking. Just ignore the clicks for now. January 2010 was the very first time I did the spreadsheet. And when I look at the increase in rents, the rents have doubled in 10 years. So imagine that. Like, I can only know that bit of information because I only started the spreadsheet coming up to 10 years ago. It's 10 years in January. I wish I'd have started it 5 years, 10 years before that. I've been in property for 20 years, for God's sake. What on earth was I doing before then? It's crazy. And then looking at some of these prices as well. Some of these prices are absolutely crazy. How cheap they were. It's just crazy. So low. Like a two-bed house in Hare Hills was 370 quid. They're going for £600 now. So some have doubled, some haven't gone quite up quite as much as that. Some haven't moved at all. I've got a two-bed here, it's 1,000. Really, that should be 1,200 quid, but we were doing well to get 1,000 back then. Probably a short-term let, actually, on those that are doing well. But we can only actually work this lot out because we've got the spreadsheet. And without the spreadsheet, we don't know anything that's going on. And neither do you. Like, how can you cash flow forecast? Let me just have a look at my spreadsheet. So on my spreadsheet now, I've got a cash flow forecast. So it takes me up to July next year. And so I've got August, September, October. I'm working out how much money's coming in, what my lifestyle expenses are, and how much money I've got left. That is really, really important. Now I know how much money I've got left after all my expenses. Let's make some numbers up. Let's say I've got £5,000 a month left after all my expenses. So now with £5,000 a month, times 12, that's £60,000. That's two deposits on two separate houses, right? So £30,000 each. Or actually, you could probably get three deposits out of £60,000. So now you can buy a house every 4 months that generates £200 a month. Do you see what I mean here? Most people haven't got the ability to do that. And then you can run games. Well, what if you're only doing £2,500 a month? Well, £2,500 a month is one house a year, £25,000 down. Or what if you could increase it from £5,000 to £7,500? Let's do the maths on that. 7.5 times 12. That is wrong. 7.5 times 12 is 92,000 divided by 4 is 23,000 pounds down. So I can buy four houses a month. Just by increasing it from £5,000 a month available to £7,500. And now, you might be going, well, I can't save £7,000 a month. Goodness me, I don't even earn that. Great. Now you need to look at what business can I create that can generate £7,500 a month. So £7,500 a month is 10 clients at £750. Or it's 20 clients at £375. Is that right? 20 times 375 is 750. Times, let me do that again, 20 times 375 is £7,500. Great, now become a coach. Well, what sort of coach can earn that sort of money? All sorts of coaches can. But it's just a case of running the numbers. So let's do $5,000 because it's nice and easy. And we're back into the spreadsheet again. The spreadsheet determines what you're going to do or not. And it determines, well, do I need to do more marketing? Do I need to cut costs? Your spreadsheet will tell you exactly what you need to do. You haven't got a spreadsheet. How the hell do you know what you're supposed to be doing? Like, this isn't a dig, but it is a dig. Like, how literally do you know what on earth you're doing unless you've got a spreadsheet in place? My spreadsheet tells me everything. I'm on here, my accountancy fees are quite high. So I'm looking at my accountancy fees. I'm like, why are they so high? And what can we do to get rid of them? And instead of them being that high, can I change that into a monthly, not a monthly payment, because that's what I do now. Can I change them into a one-off payment? So then I know, let's say in August, let's just say, I've got X amount of pounds that's just for the accountants, and then the rest of the time, it's all paid off. But you can run that. Like my insurance on my portfolio, right now I pay monthly for that. I don't pay it all in one go, but I'm actually paying 20% for the benefit of doing that in interest charges. So now it's like, let's just pay that in 1 month. Now I'm saving 20%. Let's say that's $2,000. I've just saved myself £400. Now it's only £1,600. I don't know what that figure is, by the way, so I'm making all these numbers up. But, and by the way, this is for property portfolio for the buildings insurance, but it might be £4,000. And let's say I'm paying 20% on £4,000. That's £800. That £800 is best in my pocket, you know, going on to, well, £800 is a weekend in Centre Parks, is it? It's probably not quite that, but it's a weekend in Ibiza, for sure. A nice weekend. You know, £200 a night, three nights, flights £50. You've got a couple of £100 spending money. Brilliant. So that's better in my pocket than somebody else's pocket. Or I can put it into BT shares, which I checked, by the way. In the last podcast, I said it was 13.9. It was more like 9 point something. But I can turn that £800 and get a 10% return on that. Or if you've got credit cards, which is costing you 20%, you could move that money into credit cards, which is saving you 20% on the £800 as well. So you're not just saving 20% on the insurance, you're saving 20% on what you're saving, which is amazing, right? Once you've got all your debt paid down, then life looks very, very different, because everything that you then put out there gives you a return back in your pocket every year, which is exactly the whole principle of wealth and all of that kind of thing. But it starts from your spreadsheet. This is the biggest lesson that I had to learn. Your spreadsheet tells you so many different insights. You know, we're looking at, for example, we've got Edison's in Leeds. We're not called Edison's now, we're called LIV. Probably because Edison's are crap, and so they had to change the name, you know, like they do. So every year, Edison's, they get the service charges wrong, and it's always underfunded, right? And so they come at you, and we go, end of the year, we go, oh, we need another £250 per property. Now, we've got two properties in there. It's not a huge amount, but every January, we're like, oh, yeah, we got it wrong again. We need another £500 now. Where's that £500 coming from? So actually now what we actually do is overpay. So that at the end of each year, we've overpaid. And if there's any money that's outstanding, we've already overpaid by £500. So great. If there's money that's outstanding, they can just take it from that. If actually they've got it right for change, which they rarely do, well, now they owe me £500. Much, much better position. And the difference, £20 a month. On two different properties. I can only calculate that based on my spreadsheet. Literally, that's it. We've got another service charge where we've got four properties, and they always insist on payment in full every quarter. So it's like, you know, between £300 and £400 on four apartments. So suddenly, once every 3 months, we've got like £1,600 to pay. Well, probably about £1,400 to pay. But I don't like doing that. So now what we do is we actually spread the costs out every month so that, and we actually pay in advance so that when we get the bill, it's already paid. And it just spreads it out month by month because we live monthly. And because we live monthly, I can now cash flow forecast. You're ever getting the money a little bit earlier and you could say, you know, I could use that money for something else. But from a cash flow stability point of view, it works much, much better. And then you've got like kids' savings accounts, you've got cleaning bills, we average that out, all the mortgages, it's all averaged out. But the spreadsheet is the biggest thing that if you haven't got right now, and I guarantee you haven't got it right now, I guarantee it, because nobody ever does. I've got clients, and every call we go, you got a spreadsheet? And we go, nope. And I'm like, dude, get your spreadsheet. It's like one of the most important things I could get you to do. But because you don't see it and feel it, it's like a butterfly flapping its wings can create a typhoon halfway around the world 15 years from now, right? We know that this is a fact. And so if you just stop the butterfly from doing it, you wouldn't have that typhoon. But, oh no, because we can't see it, because it's so infinitesimal, it's so tiny and small, we end up not doing anything at all. That's just crazy. Why would you do that? Like, one of the biggest regrets I've got, by the way, is that I didn't save £300 a month. Let's just have a look at this for you. We're actually going to do this in a podcast on its own. We're going to probably do it in the next podcast. But I just wanted to do it now. By the age of, let's say, 25, current age 25, retire at 55, £300 a month, and let's say nice and easy 6%. So that right there is £301,000 at the age of 55. If I started saving at the age of 18, instead of £301,000, it's £485,000. It's 50% more. And instead of retiring at 55, if I said I was going to retire or take that money at 65, it's £920,000. Like, £300 a month from the age of 18 to the age of 65 will give you almost £1 million. If I said 67, it's over £1 million. If I said 68, it's £1,041,000 at age 67. Age 68 is another £70,000. Isn't that amazing? And I know people are going, well, you know, you might die at age 50, so what's the point? Yeah, but you might not. You might live till you're 120, and then you're going to need this. This is one of the things I really regret. You know, if you could have saved £500 a month, from age 18 to age 55, that's 809. You're living at your mum and dad's anyway. All you're doing is spending it on booze, cars, and whatever else you spend, clothes to look good. You know, you get paid, and even before you get paid, that money, which is tax-free, so the government will add another 20% on that, so you're actually talking £600, is £971,000. So if you, when you get paid your £2,000 a month, you take £500 out before you get tax and put it into your pension. Can't touch it. It's there. You can retire at 55 with over £1 million in your pot. People don't understand this, but this is about looking forward and seeing what life is going to be like and what would you like life to be like. Like, I've got a lot of regrets. My biggest lesson is the spreadsheet. And the other thing that I should have done was start saving on a regular basis, moving a lot more money. And it should be it shouldn't be illegal for you not to save 20% of your income. So that, like, when you get to 65, literally no pensioners would be poor if we did it that way. And people go, oh, well, you can't force people to save. Well, what? So now the government's burden? That's crazy. Or you're, even worse, your family's burden. Just doesn't make sense. It's the last thing that you want. And that's definitely one of the regrets that we had and we're trying to make up for now. So we've got, you know, 47, so we've got limited time available to do that. Luckily now, you know, we've got property and cash flow will come in regardless of whether we're working or not. But it wasn't always like that. So the spreadsheet, get yourself a spreadsheet. Happy to answer any questions. Just come and send me a message. And I think that will do us on this little rant on this podcast. But I hope that's useful for you and we'll catch up with you in the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.